brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome to Food for the Journey. I've been thinking a lot about you, all of you who listen and pray, and I appreciate those who have emailed me either with their concerns or with their gratitude that I'm back on the air, and I am so glad to be back here with you. Today, we look at the Monday of the second week of Lent. And we say, my goodness, where have I gone? What have I done? What I want to say to you right here is, don't choose, I'm going to give this up and give that up and give the other thing up. Give one thing up, make one sacrifice, and increase your prayer a little bit. Just give a little more time to God, because He wants to speak to all of us. And the more we're in a position where we can receive from Him, and that how He speaks to us may come while we're praying, but it may come while we're working, may come even as we wake up in the morning or go to sleep at night. It can come in a wide variety of ways, in a wide variety of times. You don't need to be in a church, though going to the church and praying is very good, but you don't have to have a very holy season, so to speak, for God is right here with us all the time, all the time. Whatever our circumstances, He is with us all the time. And He knows you, and He knows me. He knows when we're strong. He knows when we're weak. He knows when we turn away from Him temporarily. He knows when we turn toward Him. He knows when we repent. He knows when we praise Him. He knows everything. Everything is everything. And He loves you. You could say, how can God love me that I've done this wrong, I've done that wrong? No, God loves you. He would have died for you. He did die for you, but He died for you personally. He didn't just say, you know, that there's many millions of people He died for, and then there's these millions of people over here that He didn't die for. No, He died for each and every one of us. And our call is to live a life of thanksgiving for what God has done for us and what God is preparing for us. And when we make a mistake or we sin, just stop right there, right where you are, and say, Lord, I'm sorry for what I did. If it's a confessional matter, as I've said before, go to confession as soon as you can. But just stop for a moment and look at the Lord, in a sense, in your heart, and say, Lord, I'm sorry for what I've done. He will love you. He will draw closer to you. Anyway, I could go on for an hour here, but that's not my point, or that's not the part I'm supposed to be playing. So let's take a look at the book of the prophet Daniel, chapter 9, verses 4 to 10. Lord, great and awesome God, you who keep your merciful covenant toward those who love you and observe your commandments, we have sinned, we've been wicked, we've done evil, we've rebelled, we've departed from your commandments and your laws. We have not obeyed your servants, the prophets, who spoke in your name to our kings, our princes, our fathers, and all the people of the land. Justice, O Lord, is on your side. We are shamefaced, even to this day, we the men of Judah, the residents of Jerusalem, and all Israel, near and far, in all the countries to which you have scattered them, because of their treachery toward you. O Lord, we are shamefaced, like our kings, our princes, and our fathers, for having sinned against you. But yours, O Lord, our God, are compassion and forgiveness. And we say, oh, nobody could be that good, but God is. We have received compassion and forgiveness, even in all the ways we have turned away from the Lord. He is right there to forgive us, to heal us, and to restore us. He says, but yours, O Lord, are compassion and forgiveness. That's what the scriptures tell us. He is compassion and forgiveness. Take that into your heart. Yet we rebelled against you and paid no heed to your command, O Lord our God, to live by the law you gave us through your servants, the prophets. Let us turn to the Lord's compassion and forgiveness and find out what a really loving God, a God who asks for our forgiveness, yes, and forgives, but a God who loves us, a God who wants to bless us and restore us, heal us, and bring us safely home to Him. That's what He's about. Ask forgiveness where you need to ask forgiveness, but don't let that put you down. That should free you from any work of the enemy. It will free you and open your heart more to the Lord. Psalm 79 says, Lord, do not deal with us according to our sins. Remember not against us the iniquities of the past. May your compassion quickly come to us, for we are brought very low. It's true, we can become certainly unhappy and many times very, very burdened by our own sin and weakness. And we can say, look at me, God could never love me, but He does. See, that's the miracle. That's the miracle. He loves you. All He needs for you is to turn to Him in your own heart and tell Him you want to stop running, or you want to get out of this lifestyle, or you want to change this habit or this pattern. Ask Him. You'll be amazed at the wisdom. Well, you shouldn't be amazed at the wisdom of God, but sometimes we are. The wisdom of God and His kindness and His help. It might come through other people, might come through something you read, but suddenly you say, oh, there's part of an answer. It's God's direction. And Psalm 79, Lord, do not deal with us according to our sins. Please, Lord, pardon our sins for your name's sake. Let the prisoners sing, come before you. With your great power, free those doomed to death. Then we, your people, and the sheep of your pasture will give thanks to you all generations. We will declare your praise. You say, oh, well, that's for holy people. That's not me. It's for all of us. It's for every single one of us. God wants us to give thanks to Him forever. God wants us to pass on the goodness of the Lord to others, to help them along the journey that we all take in this life. Don't give up hope. Don't be discouraged. Lean on the Lord more. You don't have to do it perfectly and then present yourself to the Lord. Come to Him like all of us have to, broken, sinners, weak. Come before Him right away and say, Lord, help me. Help me. He will. And the gospel for today, Luke 6:36-38. This is a short gospel, but it's a powerful gospel. Jesus said to His disciples, be merciful just as your Father is merciful. He wants us to imitate. He wants us to be like God. And you say, what are you saying here? God sends us help through His Holy Spirit. You are not alone. You are not alone. Seek God every time you pray. When I'm just walking through a corridor, I'm going from one place to another, I just say, Lord, strengthen me. Help me to avoid this. Help me to grow in this. I just say little tiny prayers like that to the Lord as I'm walking along. Please help me. Please encourage me. Please show me the way you want me to go and give me the courage and the strength to stay on your path. I pray that all the time. I want to encourage you. You can make up, and not make up, but you can choose your own words, whatever is easiest for you, but ask for God's help. That's the power of His Spirit that works in us. And it's been given to us. We want to actualize it in a certain sense. We want to seek to follow Him more and more in His image and in His likeness. Jesus said to His disciples, be merciful just as your Father is merciful. Well, we can't do that by ourselves. I can't become the Father of mercy. But what I can do is imitate my Lord. Lord, may I receive your mercy that it may go through me to the people that I work with. Mercy, understanding, kindness, correction if it's needed, but we don't have to condemn someone when we correct them. We always have to give people hope, always, because we need it. Stop judging and you will not be judged. Stop condemning and you will not be condemned. Forgive and you will be forgiven. Give and gifts will be given to you. A good measure, packed down, shaken down, and overflowing will be poured into your lap. For the measure with which you measure will in return be measured out to you. You know, if I ignore the one who's in need and I don't change my ways, God says, I will give you what you give to others. We don't want to be ignored. We want to receive him in his kingdom. We want to be part of him forever. So don't be afraid. And don't be lashing out on another. That's not what God has of us. I was reading a little excerpt from the servant of God, Elizabeth Lasser, who is a French married laywoman whose cause for canonization is underway right now. And she says this: "This winter's exhausting activity, which in spite of everything is so empty, is beginning to end. During that time, the only good moments were those given to God, to the poor, and to work. I am going to give myself to these more eagerly than ever. From one point of view, my ideas have changed. I believe much more in the good that I can do by ministering not to the masses, but to particular people. The effect that one can have is thereby much deeper and long-lasting. Did not he who remains our model in all spiritual things do the same? And it did not prevent him from transforming the world. Following him, let us turn lovingly to every person, however poor or sinful, and let us try to be all things to all people." Many of us are tired. Many of us need to be ministered to. But there are things that we can do even in the confines of our own home, praying the rosary for others. Whatever it might be, we can serve others rather than just, oh, as someone has said, navel gazing. We don't want to be turned in on ourselves. We may need help, and we need to ask God for that help. But there are many, many others out there who need it too. May God lead you and bless you.
For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.